Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we were talking about four things that give evidence to the apostles that Jesus is the Son of God. Follow along as we start there today. What we need is an inward ear in our inner man that communes with God in spirit via the Word of God in prayer. I'll say this again in this study and probably say it many times, so let me say it here for the first time. In this particular book, you want the voice of God in your heart to be as familiar to your spirit as the voice of your spouse is to your ear. Now, they have seen with their own eyes. John and Peter both saw the transfiguration of Jesus. Both of them reported it. They saw him after the resurrection. We're reminded after the resurrection of John chapter 20, verses 28 through 30. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Now, they saw, and as a result they know, you and I know by faith, and the Lord seems to put a greater blessing on knowing him by faith. Well, they've heard, they've seen, but there's a third thing. It says they also looked upon, meaning they inspected closely. They gave diligent thought and inspected to be sure that this was not an Elmer Gantry thing. And they did that for 3.5 years. Now, perhaps you can fool somebody for a while, but not if you're with them every day, day and night, for 3.5 years. Now, their inspection found that Jesus was of absolute integrity and absolutely God. And that's what they're reporting. So they've heard, they've seen, they've looked upon. And fourthly, he says, our hands have handled. Wow. They touched the scars to know that they weren't seeing a ghost. They were used in the miracle of feeding 5,000 to know that there were no tricks involved there. We are also told that later, near the end of his life, the Apostle John was placed in a vat of oil and boiled, but he survived somehow. Most all of the disciples, we're told, were martyred. That is why this verse is so very important. Because they went through those things anywhere from 30 to 50 years after the resurrection of Christ. In other words, if Jesus Christ was a hoax, they was around the night day for 3.5 years. They saw the miracles. They were a part of all of this. Would they die for a hoax? Oh, no. They knew they knew, my friend. The word of life is the conclusion of the 3.5-year inspection and test that they made. Again, I go to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. So having witnessed His life and seeing His resurrection, they knew He had the words of life, for He is the life. In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, it is said that the early church fathers and apostles, in that first couple centuries, that they preached more on the resurrection than they did on the cross. You see, many folks had seen the cross before. They'd seen people die. But a resurrection? An ascension from that kind of a cruel death? Oh, that was something new. So, we not only have the word of life from the beginning, we next see the word of life is manifested. In verse 2, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shown to you that that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. The life manifested unto us, Emmanuel, God with us. When you think of Jesus Christ at Christmas, think of Emmanuel, God with us. The life was manifested, and He is giving witness. When you understand that, you too will be a witness. So verse 2 is repeating verse 1 with a little different twist of words for emphasis and for leading us into the rest of the book. So it's really making this an emphasis here. And they are strong, indicative statements that are given even as in a court of law. You see, this is a legal testimony. Now, we have seen it. Someone who was there to see it is a witness. Billy could not speak a sentence, it seemed, without saying a cuss word. It felt like, you know, he's just saying it so often that it was just a part of his conversation, and he wasn't even aware that he was using so many cuss words. And sometimes a Christian would feel like going upside his head many times. But he was also the boss. He was in his 30s. The Christian was in his early 20s. And the Christian witnessed to him many times. He would mock. He would curse. And he'd say many other things. The day came, he met the young man at the time clock as he was arriving for work. And he took the young man to the back of the warehouse. And he told him, he said, you know what, last night I asked the Lord to save me. After the bad things I said to you yesterday, and he had said some bad things to the man, God just put in my heart and mind that He was going to kill me if I didn't get it right. He said, so I asked the Lord to save me, and I just wanted to be sure that I did things right. Well, the young man shared with him again the gospel, and old Billy had done that. And Billy changed. You know, his cussing stopped immediately. He got active in church, even became a deacon. People that worked in other departments noticed it as well. And guys that did not work with him but knew him and worked in other departments all of a sudden said, there is a change in Billy. Well, that's the thing that happened with the disciples. Boy, that what a change. They saw it. And after they see it, they bear witness as a result. Kind of like people that you see an auto accident, and you ask them, what did you see? And they'll tell you from their perspective. But if you have five different people that you ask, they'll have five different ways of saying it, even though it's the same accident and the same result. Well, they are saying, we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that in Jesus Christ is eternal life. And we are showing you that same eternal life so people may not only receive Him, but, as John 10:10 says, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Oh, yes. They're not only going to have life, but they're going to have abundant life. And they're going to learn what it is to have fellowship with God. That eternal life is in the Father and is manifested to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. As we read in John 1:18 earlier, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. We know God through Jesus. Now the rest of this book is going to speak about actual fellowship with God. That you know down in the depths of your heart is true. And you actually experience it. And in that fellowship, you find fullness of joy, security, and partnership, relationship that is stronger even than the husband-wife partnership. You see, the world enjoys the pleasures of sin for a season, but it ends and it leaves them empty. In Psalm 16, verse 11, we read, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. Yes, at Thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Our lasting joy does not come by fellowship with the world. It is in communion with a God who is holy that comes. And He says, Be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. But what you find, that although the world opposes that and the attacks escalate, there is a joy that is unspeakable. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus. My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible stands.